This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Okay, who's on the board? How did that sound? That sounded horrible on my end. How did that sound to you? Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Something is amiss. Something is amiss wrong with that. I don't know what is going on with that one. Anyway, first things first. I discovered quite by accident that what I thought was a fix was not a fix, although the fix that was supposed to be a fix is going to be remedied tomorrow. And hopefully, for some reason, I keep having the storms happen at showtime. And the thing about radio is that radio can't be interrupted by an outage. So we have to do what we got to do. But anyway, that's just a little thing to tell you. Now, it's becoming very clear to me that an attempted political overthrow is being affected through emotional waves. And the zealots conditioned to react hysterically to whatever triggers have been implanted, escalate their hyper-emotional, anti-intellectual reaction with each propagandized day. Sadly, this has also caused people who have access to facts and should know better to become pliant on the basis of disinformation concerning the legal need to conduct investigations of illegal border crossers who misuse children.
Yeah.
This has been the policy since Clinton was president. Suddenly, 2 weeks ago, it was Hitlerian, because temporary separation of family members is the same as killing 6 million Jews and enslaving the rest. What is also different is the extent to which members of the Democrat base are being encouraged by normalizing mob violence. So government officials are now being openly tracked and organized against and attacked in public for the fact that their political party is enforcing the nation's laws, which we should react to this by not reacting to it. We should not care at all. This is part of the increasingly evident anarchy that seeks to derange our laws and their enforcement for the protection of actual citizens who no longer figure into the calculations of most elected officials. The future votes of the illegals who will someday attain amnesty is a singular objective of the present vision and the version of the Democratic Party. And they've made it clear they will ignore the MS-13 and drug trafficking and human trafficking and rampant violence and crime across the country by the illegals if that means that one day these future Democrats will control the outcomes of elections in every state the Democrats cannot presently rig. And will provide cheap labor for the Republicans who seem fine with never wielding political power again. That's a problem for me. But when the Democratic side of the political spectrum manipulates the most zealous and unwell members of their ranks to operate as civilian mobs, encouraged by elected officials and unmoored by the limit of legal accountability, another line very important line has been crossed on this path to an open civil war. Now, we saw the first act in this escalation with Antifa, the oxymoronically named fascist enforcement mob, but that unit at least had an identity. And what we're seeing now appears to be the organization of willing grassroots members of the Democratic Party into mobile gangs sent to publicly target and shame political opponents in surprise attacks meant to drive government officials from not only the public square, but their employment in service of the country. Today, the targets are members of the current administration. And if you are a leftist with a de facto license to punish, then philosophically speaking, what difference is there among Trump, his agents, and those who voted for him to check the anarchy and overthrow that is unquestionably underway? Well, the answer to that is there's none. There's no difference. There's no difference. And all who reject anarchy and totalitarian progressivism are equally undeserving of rights or protection in such minds, so all are fair game for attack. Feeding this crusade against our laws and sovereignty is the manufactured morality of the left, which happily conflates vice and virtue. Maxine Waters has invoked a new god who supports anarchy and violence against one's political enemies, so to speak. And maybe she should read a little since the heavy lifting on theocracies has already been done for her. You may have noticed that at the same time the left has triggered its hypnotized bots to scream about immigration, there's something of a renewal on rhetoric on gun control. David Hogg, the highly trained activist who bravely survived shots not aimed anywhere near him, has reemerged from his bedroom to pretend to relevance again. Bloomberg got some recent press attention by pledging to flush $80 million more on gun control in the midterm elections. A week ago, Mrs. Clinton termed gun control a political necessity in order to take back the country, apparently from its own citizens, which is an interesting position to have. You might think this is merely convenient propaganda meant to coincide with and exploit the emotionalism animating the immigration hysteria that we're watching. But what if these disconnected, seemingly disconnected issues run on converging tracks rather than merely parallel ones? What if they're going to meet somewhere? We are watching Democrats, perpetrators of the incremental coup, encourage the rise in political mob violence to overthrow the existing political order. And sooner or later, the Democratic mob will feel empowered by its immunity from consequences to expand their tactics and target non-government citizens for bullying, intimidation, and inevitable violence. And that is exactly the tactic the political left understands will be enabled most by strict gun control, meaning confiscation, which they don't have right now, by the way. After all, mob violence is a tool of political enforcement. Will be far easier, more effective, though, if those against whom it is deployed have no way to defend themselves. So disarmament of the law-abiding has always preceded violent revolution. And this is the entire purpose of gun control. Only one side will be equipped for the impending violence. But on the other hand, perhaps they're also seeding the ground for another foreseeable event. What if they're trying to set it up to where there is gunplay, where somebody does pull out their weapon and use it, and which I think is, you know, unless they're actually going out and in a full riot mode, and then who's going to care? Really, who's going to care? I mean, how many people out there going, oh, those poor L.A. rioters. Oh, the poor Antifa. Yeah, who's doing that? If they come up on someone who can escalate tactics beyond what they're capable of, there are some that think this will be a means for them to get the gun control they want. And for them, nothing would please them more, for the left, more than a law-abiding gun owner who used a legal firearm to defend himself or his family from the peaceful protesters or political activists or whatever they would call the fascists who attacked him. Now, here's where, and I'll get to this point when we get back. We're coming up on the next break, but I'll get to this point about this and make this suggestion. But, you know, something to think about. Something to think about. Definitely not a given, but it is something to think about. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. bullets in a name. If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expansive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning. Designed by a U.S. Army sergeant. After a deployment in Iraq, this is Sheath Underwear. Sheath is a high-performance, high-functioning underwear. Segmented where it counts, reducing irritation and chafing. At home, in the car, on the field, in competition, or in combat. Sheath Underwear keeps you cool and allows you to focus on the task at hand. Sheath Underwear is dedicated to health, fitness, and style. Sheathunderwear.com. It will change the quality of your day-to-day life.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun. You'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-910-5936. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-910-5936. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-910-5936. 1-800-910-5936.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
And load. I had to go look at a couple of things. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstock.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock. Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you.
tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at Boyd's Gun Stocks, would you? Sounded a little better to you, didn't it? That's good stuff. Make a sound engineer out of me yet. I'm bringing this up simply because I discovered something quite by accident. Now, police officers already know it. One of the reasons you don't hear as much now about police shootings as you used to coming from the police is because they wear body cams. And a lot of times there'll be all kinds of talk, well, that boy was unarmed and hands up, don't shoot, and all this other stuff. Well, you know, all of that has resulted in the body cam. And I think that's a pretty good idea. Now, I recently put a dash cam in my car. And I can't tell you. I fully understand now why James Yeager looks at his wife sometimes and says, you know, it's a good thing I carry this gun because it saves an awful lot of people, an awful lot of beatings. Because just on the video that I've made, I've four or five incidents that could have been really, really bad because somebody wasn't paying attention or somebody's, you know, on their phone or something else, doing anything other than driving the car. Okay. Now, the reason I have a dash cam is in the event that one of these guys that are here recently that has been in my lane coming at me head on or passing me in the middle of a turn, turning right, and saying, hey, you know, that kind of stuff. Or, you know, these semis that think, well, I can't decide left or right. I'm going to take the middle. That way, if something does happen, I'll have something showing two things, my speed and what they were doing. So what if we started thinking about equipping ourselves with body cams? That the problem, and I don't know how these systems work, because the problem with these is they have to have a power supply. And an all-day power supply would probably be the issue. And I probably need to, I was on the phone with JT earlier today. I need to find out what they use and how they supply the power to them. Because if you are in an incident, if you are somewhere, and, you know, we had Antifa here, we've had Moms Demand Action here, we've had a lot of people here, and if they had turned on me for merely existing and I was armed, and my bar is a lot lower than most people's ever since open heart surgery. So if they turn on me and I feel like I've got this imminent threat of bodily harm or death, well, they're just not going to get to go that far. But there will undoubtedly be a lot of witnesses there that will say, you shot the unarmed people that were surrounding you. The disparity of force means nothing, not really, no. But think about this. If they are actually angling for this, if they're actually encouraging this, and this is just a thought. I can't prove any of this. I'm just thinking out loud. If the fascists come at you and you shoot one in order to save your own life or that of one of your loved ones, what better way to achieve the outcome of the outrage, right, than to grant the power to average citizens? Now, the protesters think that they're the average citizen. They think that they're on some moral purge and looking, I guess, for holdouts of a constitutional nation built on individual liberty. If that were to come to pass, and it will, the left will ensure that the roles are reversed and the violence will have been perpetrated only by the gun owner. And the attacker will become the innocent victim whose sacrifice must not be in vain. In their mind's eye, I think they think that things will move quicker at that point, which is all that is really, you know, we want it, we want it now. So, I'm going to be calling JT. I'm going to find out about this whole body cam thing. I may start wearing a body cam. Yeah. That way, if somebody comes up on me or something, and I'm, you know, what better way, what kind of thing would that be if I'm sitting there with my arms crossed with my body cam sticking out, watching them talk the talk and walk the walk and everything, if they're looking at me, looking at them? Actually, I would not try to get involved in any sort of an altercation. What I'm thinking about is if I get into this predicament where I can't, there's no way for me to get out of something. And that's the other thing that bothers me a little bit. Well, quite a lot, really. In New York City, a online-based newspaper, the Daily Dot, filed a lawsuit against the NYPD for denying their freedom of information law request about Trump's and Trump Jr.'s concealed carry applications. The request was denied because NYPD believed it could put the Trump's lives in danger. The Daily Dot wrote an editorial explaining why they wanted the information. They wrote, New York City has some of the nation's most stringent concealed carry laws, but the Trumps were granted permits to keep guns in their residences and places of business. The president and his sons were disclosed as concealed carry permit holders in 2013 when media outlets published a list of gun owners in New York City. To obtain that license, Trump had to complete a comprehensive application answering why he had a right to own a weapon, how he would safely store it, and how he was trained to properly handle it, among dozens of other questions. As the gun debate rages in America, the president has spoken openly about his concealed carry weapon and whether firearm ownership should be restricted. We wanted to see why Trump believes he needs a concealed carry permit, so we sent a FOIL request, New York State's version of the FOIA, to the NYPD for this application, believing it to be a matter of public interest. It was denied on the grounds that releasing the information could endanger his life. Given the round-the-clock and all-encompassing protection he receives from the United States Secret Service, we don't buy that. And yesterday we filed suit in the New York State Supreme Court to force the NYPD to release to us a copy of President Trump's application for a concealed carry permit. The Daily Dot is partnering with Davis Wright Tremaine, which has a history of bringing FOIA and FOIL cases against government in matters that shape the public discourse. We believe the release of Trump's application will reveal a great deal about the president's stance on firearms. They're doing this because of what they think, you know, to find out what he believes, which he's pretty much already told. But they want to force it out there. So get out there. And the rest of New York City, you guys should have a concealed carry permit, too. And you've already got a right to own a gun. You don't have to explain that. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
DTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation, crafted for the front line, but designed for the aficionado. DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology designed as lethal art with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com.
DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising, rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation, high-tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
USA Radio News.
81-year-old Supreme Court Justice Anthony Kennedy announced he was retiring today. As for a potential replacement, President Trump spoke earlier today.
We will begin our search for a new justice of the United States Supreme Court that will begin immediately. And hopefully we're going to pick somebody who will be as outstanding. So I just want to thank Justice Kennedy for the years of tremendous service. He's a very spectacular man, really a spectacular man. And I know that he will be around hopefully for a long time to advise. And I believe he's going to be teaching and doing other things. So thank you to Justice Kennedy. Thank you.
Also going on in Washington today, the House defeated a Republican immigration bill by the count of 121 to 301. This is USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Boyd's is going to team up with Ted Nugent, and they're going to do this sort of one-of-a-kind type promotion. Where it's not really a promotion. They're going to make, they've already built them. They built two hunting rifles with Boyd's gun stocks on them. We're going to take them out to Ted's. Hopefully, we're going to take them out to Ted's ranch, and we're going to film them, and we're going to let, and of course, you know, Uncle Ted's going to kill something with it, something to feed, and he's going to feed some veterans with it, and then he's going to present these two rifles to do two deserving veterans. You can be a part of that by going to BoydsGunstocks.com. While I'm out here talking about what the Democrats are doing and all these other people, no matter how bad it is right now for the Republicans, which is pretty bad, the Democrats are trying to take themselves off of the electoral cliff right now. So let me see if I have this straight. Leftist Democrats, who in the hate Trump era are the Democratic Party, seem to want to make certain that everyone in America knows their party's two core beliefs. Number one, the United States has absolutely no right to defend its southern border. None at all. Any attempt to do so, to enforce our immigration laws passed by Congress and signed by multiple presidents, is cruel, white, nationalist, xenophobic, and racist, and probably contributes to global warming. All the hundreds of thousands of human beings who show up at that border must be allowed instant entry to the country, given immediate access to every existing social welfare and public benefit program, and be allowed to vote in the next election on a ballot in their own language. Number two, Republicans, conservatives, and everyone now working in the Trump administration, including all employees of Immigration and Customs Enforcement, deserve to be refused service in places of public accommodation, including restaurants, theaters, and hotels, hounded from those places if they somehow get in, by threatening mobs, and then together with their families and children harassed and intimidated in their own homes. On the one hand, I say to myself, what an outrage. On the other hand, I say, dear God, please let the Democrats keep this up for the rest of the summer. I also wonder if the RNC could maybe fund a nationwide speaking tour for Maxine Waters. On immigration, every public opinion survey over the last umpteen years confirms that overwhelming majorities of Americans want the southern border to be protected and secured. They want illegal immigration to be halted. They want those illegally here, especially those already convicted of crimes, to be deported. And they want legal immigration to be reduced. And there is no room for factual dispute on this subject. We're talking about substantial majorities of the American electorate. Any Republican consultant who wets his pants when he hears that someone has criticized the president for separating children from their parents should be fired immediately. Fired. Immigration, especially after the president's tenacious efforts this month to stop the flood of illegals, is a massively winning issue for the president and the Republican Party all across the country and in every contested congressional district. During the last 2 weeks, the president has merely made a serious attempt to secure our border with Mexico, and he's done no more in effect than try to enforce our existing immigration law. And the universal reaction of Democrat office holders has been unhinged hysteria at the outrage, the horror of seeing a president actually try to do what at least the last three presidents have all mendaciously promised to do. And the cat's out of the bag. Democrats will be hooted out of the room the next time they risibly claim to favor border protection. The RNC should be grateful to God for the last 2 weeks of clarifying events. For now, the great and defining dichotomy in American politics for the remainder of this century is absolutely clear. The Republican Party, despite their dysfunction, led by its sitting president, is a party of a secure southern border and a total halt to illegal immigration. And the Democratic Party is the party that believes that America has no borders, and even if we did, it would be immoral to defend them. So, decision time is coming, America. Take your pick. Take your pick. Defining themselves as the party of no borders is only the first of the war clubs Democrats have handed the president and his party for the fall. With the recent open hounding of the president's administrators in public and in their houses and at the restaurants and the movie theater, wherever they go. And with Maxine Waters called to hound them more and more aggressively, the Democrats have become the party openly agitating for civil war. Now, as a student of American history, attacking federal officials in public places and in their homes does not seem to me to be a winning proposal there, Democrats. Even Nancy Pelosi has enough brain cells left to realize that openly advocating mob action against high-level federal officers and ICE agents might not play well in Peoria. But there's the problem. See, Nancy's not in charge no more. Chuck Schumer got out there and he said, we got to stop this. He's not in charge no more. This socialist who beat this other Democrat in New York, there you go. That's the way they're going to go. Right now, the day before yesterday, Pelosi and the others tried to walk back the odious Maxine Waters call to fire the opening shots in a second civil war. And I'm going to tell you right now, it's too late for that. The cat is out of the bag, and so should say every embattled Republican. Too late for that, I'm afraid. When a major figure in the Democratic Party issues a call to hound and threaten and harass federal officials and law enforcement personnel, it is the duty of every Republican campaign official and candidate to set that call with a branding iron into the forehead of the Democratic Party and all of their candidates. The Dems and their little irresponsible fellow travelers and propagandists in the corporate media have created the climate of hate for this president that predictably and inevitably produced a call for action approaching violence. There was never any way to get around that. You were never going to be able to control that. It's like a nuclear reaction when it begins. And hopefully they will pay a heavy electoral price for Maxine Waters' call for harassment, intimidation, and the illegal obstruction of immigration law enforcement. And by defining themselves as the party of open borders and the endless illegal immigration, and by calling for un-American mass intimidation, the Democratic Party has handed the president, the Republican Party, and every embattled Republican congressional candidate two huge electoral issues. And the president is a fighter. And this last go-around in primaries and everything, he was a winning fighter. And he proves that again and again simply by going to the office every day in the unprecedented atmosphere of hatred and media propaganda masquerading as the news. And he has earned many times over all kinds of admiration, all kinds of gratitude. And as a fighter, he no doubt knows how to use the last two powerful electoral issues that he's been handed over the last couple of weeks by the unhinged new Democratic Party. The rest of you running these national Republican congressional and senatorial campaigns, why don't you just shut up and, I don't know, maybe let him take the lead. Let him do the talking. And if not, if you're not going to shut up, then do the talking and talk about what's going on. Talk about the outrage. Calling for violence in this country is outrageous. And Americans that are actually contemplating that, you are not the plurality, you are not the majority. And as a matter of fact, you have the capacity for it, but you don't have the capability for it. Right now, you think you want to do it, but when you get to the bottom of that slippery slope and you meet with us, you'll think again. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. That's called deviation. as I have my DJ moment. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gunstock? Everyone. Crack stock. Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com, would you? Great things coming from those guys. One thing that has not been discussed, although I think it should, is that with this new wave of potentially dangerous threats called for by a top Democratic lawmaker, I think it is time for all of the Trump aides, all of the Republicans, all of the conservatives to get their concealed carry permit and back it up with a pistol. John Lott points out that there's simply not enough police in D.C. or Virginia or Maryland to protect all Trump officials at their homes and when they go out to restaurants. Getting a concealed handgun permit would be helpful to protect themselves and their family. Now, this raises a question, however. Now, in Maryland, getting a concealed carry permit is very, very difficult. Virginia, maybe not so much. So D.C. is a little easier than it used to be. Would this be the moment to re-up the calls for concealed carry reciprocity? With the exception of maybe the representatives and senators out of Maryland, for example, most everybody that may live in Maryland may come from Arizona, or they may come from Indiana or somewhere where, you know, it's a shall issue state. So if they got their permit and there was concealed carry reciprocity, then they could, you know, carry. I know I'm just dreaming. But here's the thing. Maxine Waters gets a lot of press. So it is not hard for me to sit here and say high level. Because she is high level. She's very high level. And the fact that she is so high level is quite evident. It's very evident that she is high level enough to get a lot of press. She did get a lot of press, and she
Well, she, the call has been heard. So, as we know this call has been heard and everything, and we know it's been by a top person. She's actually called for the, you know, for the public to absolutely harass these officials in public places, indicating the increased danger they're in. And that's the thing. Emily Miller, who wrote a book with the about the difficult process about getting a gun permit in Emily Gets a Gun, tweeted, Trump admin officials can get D.C. gun carry permits to defend themselves from the crazies who obey Maxine Waters. And that's the thing you have to understand. They're not obeying Maxine Waters. They just have been given a green light for something they already sort of wanted to do. And, you know, here's the thing. I don't personally think that Waters, for example, actually wishes violence on anyone, including the Trump supporters. But I do think that if somebody does, you know, she's nobody's, except for the people that understand what this means. Schumer understands what this means. And he's watching his hopes and dreams to get the Senate back. He's already talking about invoking the Biden rule for this next Supreme Court justice that's going to get voted on. But the Biden rule applied to presidents. It didn't apply to midterms. It did not apply to that. So, yeah, okay. You can smoke that one if you want to, Charles. You really need to be drug tested, though, if you're going to go that way. But they see their hopes and dreams of retaking the power in the houses. And see, this is the thing. If they don't, this will completely go against it'll buck the trend, basically. Because typically, in a midterm election, a president is going to lose some seats in Congress. And the opposite party is going to gain some seats in Congress. And if they had merely been quiet, there were enough Republicans out there sabotaging everything that Trump tried to do while still seeming, you know, quite sophisticated, to where that might would have happened. And now, with each passing day, they're coming out, and here's the problem they're facing. If there's another Alexandria, if there's another incident where, you know, if the Department of Homeland Security secretary is out having dinner and somebody assaults her or assaults an attorney general from another state that's a Trump supporter or anything like that, the majority of the nation has already proven to them, we'll turn against you, and they'll turn against them more. The bloodbath, the blue wave that they were talking about will turn into a bloodbath. It'll be like throwing them into a fan. And then they'll be hitting the fan. But I think it would be a good idea for everybody on the right side of the aisle to get a permit. And there's plenty of places in D.C. where you can't carry a gun anyway. But the hecklers can't get in there either. Uh-huh. So, you know, the application process includes a detailed background check, and it can take some time, so they sort of need to begin the process now. And if and when they decide that they should carry a small firearm to protect themselves and or their families, they would be able to do so. And it should be their own choice, since having a permit certainly does not require them to carry a gun at all times. But, you know, all of those little details is coming from a George Washington University law professor. He's the one advocating that particular thing. My problem with handguns is this, you know, and this was reinforced to me at Tactical Response when I was there. Handguns are what you use until you can get to the real guns if you have to. If it's going to be a real fight, if it's going to be something where you're shooting a lot, and if it's going to be over in... If it's going to take minutes, then you need something more than a handgun. I mean, when I'm carrying a handgun, if I leave the house, I have a concealed carry permit, a concealed carry weapon on me, right? In my car is a whole different kind of setup. And I've got a whole new setup coming from somebody that I'm not going to name right now that's going to make my whole different kind of setup a whole better concept. But, I mean, I'm carrying something along the lines of a full-size service pistol with plenty of ammo for that, a rifle with plenty of ammo for that, a plate carrier from AR-500 Armor with ammo on it, you know. That's just in case. So this idea that handguns are going to be the great equalizers, I don't necessarily... I'm not going to subscribe to that because I know better, but at the same time, this is what they can have. This is what they can get. And if I were to actually hear of some lawmakers actually carrying guns, this would be one of those moments where we sit back and say, you know what? I need to get Jeff Duncan on the show. I need to get him on the show, and I need to see what he thinks about that idea. I'm sure he would be quite willing to give me the straight up on that, so... I'll have to find that out. I'll try to get him on the show between... Maybe I can get him on the show next week. I will have to call my man. Jeff Duncan is a congressman out of here in South Carolina. He's part of the Freedom Caucus. He's a gun carrier, has a permit. He knows how to handle a weapon. He was the one that the Alexandria shooter asked, are all of you guys Republicans? And he was headed somewhere. And that's how narrowly... It worked out. But, that being said, think about that, lawmakers. You deserve to be able to protect yourself, too. Coming up next from Pipe Hitters Union is Lincoln Osiris. This is Lock and Load.
Knights of the Round Table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 Armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 Armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 Armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500Armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.